Welcome to the podcast, guys. Today we're going to be talking about why you should probably get your watch serviced every so often. Every now and then we get asked, or I get asked commonly, how often should we get our watch serviced by you guys? That's the general question. It's a very, very, very common question. If this is you, then you should definitely listen to this episode. I feel that just to answer off the bat right away, there's two sides to this story. And the biggest thing today we're going to be talking about is the one side of the topic of why you probably should get your watch serviced every so often. The recommended values, the recommended years, a lot of people in the industry say is 4 to 5. Realistically, you might be looking at 4 to 7 years without getting a service, or for the service interval to be up. Some companies, some watches, they boast up to 10 years for each service, give or take. So let's answer the first question. Generally, the first question will probably be, why would my watch need service faster than someone else, let's say? That's a very, very common question, right? And to answer that question, for the most part, a watch might need to be serviced sooner rather than later for one person A compared to person B because of different lifestyle changes, different activities, different occupation. A lot of these things come into equation. So I generally like to use the example of an accountant versus a construction worker. They both could be wearing the same exact watch, but the construction worker might require his watch to be serviced sooner rather than the accountant. Let's say they both wear the watch daily. They wear it every day. They wear it the same amount of times. They take it off at nighttime. Everything's consistent. The only thing different would be their occupation. The construction worker would probably need to get his watch serviced sooner because of his field, because of his craft, because of what he does as a living. Being in the sun, having the watch on while working as a construction worker, you're hammering, you're drilling, you're doing a lot, you're lugging a lot of stuff, you're doing a lot of different things that the watch is working harder and harder. Generally, when you also have to factor into account temperature. So let's say you have two construction workers, for this comparison here. Let's say you have two construction workers. One lives in Chicago in the wintertime, and one lives in Florida in the, a better example would be one lives in New York and one lives in Florida. Let's just say hypothetically, the person in Florida or the person in New York, if they're both construction workers and they're both outside during the year, one might need to get serviced faster than the other simply because of the weather, simply because of the temperature. The temperature itself can play a huge, huge, huge role in terms of when you need to get your watch serviced. So a lot of these things come into equation. If all things are, or if all things stay the same, if all the variables are the same, there's always one or two different common denominators to figure out why one needs more service than the other. You know, you can be two construction workers and live in the same city, same town. But let's just say one construction worker is on the computer more often than the other, or one construction worker flies out more often than the other. Airports play a huge role. Environment plays a huge role. All these things come to equation. So to answer that question, some people need to get their watch serviced sooner rather than later because of these different variables, okay? And one of the biggest things I want to talk about today is why you should probably get your watch serviced sooner rather than later. For vintage watches, you should probably get your... This is true, okay? For vintage watches, you do not want to wait until something breaks for you to get it serviced. If you're going to be wearing the vintage watch daily, as a daily watch, a daily beater, you should wear your watch. You should get your watch serviced every so often, because if a watch part breaks, it's going to cost dramatically more, drastically more actually, to get it serviced, because you're going to need to get the part sourced, or you're going to need to create the part yourself. That's generally why watchmakers would charge more for a vintage watch service. If the vintage watch was running and all the parts are there and it's just normal time for a service, the service price should be less, assuming that there's nothing wrong with it at all, or it's just a matter of getting a service, right? Because you don't need any new parts. That's one of the reasons why. So for vintage watches, it makes sense to get a service sooner rather than later. For a lot more modern watches, for relatively new in this sense, the concept of getting a service every so often has two sides of the story. And today, again, we're focusing just on the pro side of it, of why you should get a service. Reason being is wear and tear. If you guys looked at an Instagram post I posted today on May 18th, right? You're gonna see a picture of two. You're gonna see a video of two sliding pinions next to each other. One has a dramatically noticeable wear and tear on the tooth of the sliding pinion. And I showed you comparison from a new one and an old one. When watches don't get serviced for long periods of time, the teeth on these wheels, the teeth on these pinions, the teeth overall, for the most part, always suffer. The teeth and the pivots, the pinions. Reason being is when a watch doesn't get serviced for a long period of time, I'm talking about like 10 plus years, okay? When a watch doesn't get serviced for long periods of time, the oils and lubricants dry up, okay? And the reason why they dry up is because we know in synthetic oil, it dries up, as opposed to animal oils and vegetable oils and all these older natural oils, where if they were past their shelf life, they would gum up and you just wouldn't be able to use your watch. For new synthetic oils, when you're using synthetic oils, when it's time for that shelf life to pass, the oils dry up, so it evaporates or it displaces. With this issue in mind, when it does evaporate or it does displace itself, the original parts where we oil, the pinions, these metal contacts, they start running dry. And when they start running dry, it's only a matter of time before shards of metal come off, or debris and dirt and dust start accumulating. And when this starts happening, a lot of the wheels are now working even harder, because they have to overcome additional resistance, right? And when it has to overcome additional resistance, then that's when shit hits the fan. That's when your wheels and your teeth and everything starts working that much harder, and eventually it's working way past its original capabilities, which is why certain parts break off, or certain parts just snap, and certain parts just give out. And for watches like this, this is probably why you should probably get a service. It depends on, again, your location, depends on your price points. Certain brands cover movement parts in their overhauls. Certain brands don't. Certain watchmakers cover parts in their service quote. Some independent watchmakers don't. Okay, so for stuff like this, you should be very, very. You should do your homework on. I'm just presenting this side of the story to you. Okay, when a watch doesn't get serviced for X amount of time, I'm talking about like 10 plus years. This is generally what happens, and you should probably be on the lookout for something like that. If you haven't had your watch serviced for 10 plus years and you think it's running fine, sure. Okay. But sometimes you'd rather be proactive than reactive in this sense, depending on what type of watch it is to you. You certainly don't want this to happen on a vintage watch. On more modern watches, we can get parts, so maybe that's another factor you should take into account. But one of the biggest reasons why you'd want to get your watch serviced every now and then is wear and tear. Certain things are gonna break, certain things are gonna snap off if you don't get it serviced sooner rather than later. If you guys haven't taken a look at the Instagram post that I posted up today, on May 18th, I would do that. It will highlight the difference between a brand new part versus a part that's been used and wear and worn for 10 plus years and not ever been serviced for 10 plus years. So you guys will get a better picture instead of just listening to me talk to you guys about that. And I think that's about it for today. Hopefully this highlights just a glimpse of why we recommend it. Again, there's two sides of the story. There's also a lot of reasons why you probably shouldn't get it serviced every now and then. I can get into that, in the next couple posts, maybe tomorrow or maybe the next episode. But that there's two sides of the story for everything generally. And I'm just presenting this side of the story to you today. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast today, and if you have any additional comments, if you guys would like to share this, if you guys would like to comment and subscribe, please do so. If there's a specific thing you want me to cover on the podcast, please contact me. You can always reach me at nobswatchmaker@gmail.com, or you can reach me through direct message on Instagram, or you can even message me on Facebook. If you guys haven't checked out the YouTube channel that I'm pumping out lately, it is in the show notes, so please do that and double check that. Other than that, hope you guys have a wonderful Friday, wonderful weekend, and take care.